Since the spring, a group of educators has been working to unionize the teaching faculty at the University of Washington. Amy Hagopian is one of those organizers. She's an associate professor at the University of Washington School of Public Health. She does not have tenure, and she says that of the 6,000 faculty at the University of Washington, an increasing number are like her. Lecturers with annual appointments, associate professors without tenure, thousands of smart people with very little job security. Amy Hagopian says it all comes down to money.
The reason for all this insecurity is attached to the situation the university faces, which is its funding from the state of Washington is very precarious, very unpredictable, and very low. So, as many of us know, during the economic collapse of 2008 and 2009, Governor Gregoire and her colleagues in the legislature cut the UW's state allocation by 50%, which was a shocking amount of money. And the reason most people didn't notice that is because the UW has a large proportion of our budget from grants and contracts from federal and foundation sources. But the loss is really starting to have an effect in ways that people are starting to notice. And despite the legislature's decision not to raise tuition this year, in fact, to even cut it a little, there have been many, many cutbacks that affect students, affect staff, affect faculty. And many of us, those of us especially in the insecure job titles, are finding the proportion of our salaries going for teaching is shrinking and shrinking while actually, the teaching load is increasing.
Every president of the University of Washington I've ever spoken to has said they really would like to get more out of Olympia. So the president of the University of Washington, the interim president, must be welcoming a union at UW to help her in this effort. Is that true?
Well, she recently issued a letter saying she had grave concerns.
Oh, why would that be? If you're going to be lobbying on the same thing that she's in favor of, more funding for the university.
I actually admire and have a lot of respect for Ana Mari Cauce, who is our interim president. I wish her well. And I actually, you know, despite some misgivings about how the Board of Regents is going about selecting a president, I sort of hope she gets the job. Yes, she has some grave concerns, and they were expressed in the context of wanting to protect the hallowed relationship between faculty and administration, you know, which is sort of quaint and maybe was once true, but is no longer, certainly, with the fact that 70% of us are in insecure positions.
I want to get back to the relationship between faculty and administration. Are there any concerns that it could fracture that relationship when you've got a union lined up with the administration, perhaps at odds with the administration on some of these issues?
We have evidence from other universities that have unionized, Eastern Washington, Western Washington, Central Washington, and Evergreen State Colleges in Washington are all now with faculty unions. And those faculties and their employers have not expressed any concerns about the change in relationship, the diminishment of faculty governance, or any real concerns about how the organizations are run. They do report actually better relationships in many ways. When you have an organized faculty, you can resolve many issues in broad general policy ways rather than negotiating one-on-one with each individual faculty member. It's actually more efficient.
How would that dynamic between the professors and the university administration affect the legislature?
Right. That's a really good question. So we noticed here at the UW that Western Washington University was able to give much higher wage rates to their faculty than we got over the last couple of years. And when you talk to the president of the union at Western, he's very clear that when he goes to Olympia, the doors open, partly because his union is contributing to the campaigns of legislators, and partly because he speaks from an organized body of voters. Those are all people who are going to be voting for those legislators. So that is real power, and legislators respond to power.
So you'd be negotiating as a union with the administration, but the Board of Regents is the overall power here. Would you like a seat on the Board of Regents for the union?
We would definitely like a voting faculty seat on the Board of Regents. These seats on the board are appointed by the governor. The governor before the current one, Christine Gregoire, the aforementioned who cut higher education budgets by 50% in her tenure, she appointed all corporate Board of Regents members, so Starbucks, Boeing, Microsoft. And since Governor Inslee came in, he has appointed two non-corporate regents, which we really appreciate, and we would like to see more board members who come from non-corporate ranks. The problem with corporate regents is that they have a conflict of interest. Their interest is to keep their taxes down for their companies, and our interests are to increase taxes on companies in order to pay for higher education. So that is a serious conflict for them, and they shouldn't be sitting on the board.
Just anecdotally, I'm sure you've been talking about this with a lot of your peers and other professors at the university. If you had to hand out union cards today mm-hmm. and have people sign them, would you get the necessary number of people signing up for a union? What do you think? What's your guess of the sentiment amongst faculty members for a union?
I think people haven't given this much thought. And one fortunate and unfortunate feature of faculty is they like to think about things. And so as we approach people and have these conversations about joining unions, many people say, let me have some literature on that. I'm going to think about that and I'll get back to you. But people are starting to get back to us. And I think there's a really growing interest and a growing sense of how important this could be. And that this is an interesting moment in Washington state history with the McCleary decision forcing the state legislature to think about education. And this might be a moment to do this.
That's Amy Hagopian, an associate professor at the University of Washington School of Public Health, talking about an organizing effort to get professors in a union. What's the University of Washington administration have to say? We'll find out tomorrow with a member of the Board of Regents.